Minister Lily Bead and Minister Fannie Reed with our One Verse Ministry. Amen. Today we are going to be talking about what are you talking about? God's word or the world's words over your life and destiny. Amen. The scripture that I'm going to be using is Proverbs 16 and 24. And it said, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Amen. And also I want to reference Proverbs 15 and 4, which said, gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Amen. So I will ask you again, what are you saying in your conversations in your daily life? What are you speaking in your conversations daily? Are your words speaking life or death? You know we have the power of life and death in our tongue because God gave us that authority. Amen. So you need to be mindful of what you say, when you say it, and why you are saying it. As children of God, we must be careful what's coming out of our mouth. Words can build you up or tear you down, encourage you or discourage you. Remember, like I said, we have the power of life and death within our tongues. The Bible says many words will sometimes cause harm through careless talk. You know how you get to talking to your friends sometime and you get, you know, excited and talk. And a lot of times we are say foolish things out of our mouth without really recognizing what we have saying. And it's important to know what you are loosening on the earth in your life and somebody else's life. Amen. The Bible warns us against talking too much, being overly talkative. You know, sometimes a lot of people get to talking and just talking and talking, and they really don't know what they're talking about, and they're doing a lot of extra talking. Amen. In fact, the Bible says that a fool can be recognized by his many words. Amen. That's coming from Ecclesiastes 10 and 14 if you want to check it. In fact, the Bible says that a fool can be recognized by his many words. Amen. And he adds that a fool multiplies words. You know, multiply means add a whole lot of words to what you're saying. You can start off talking about something and make it perfectly get sense. And since you have a captivating audience, you'll start talking too much about things you really don't know anything about. The Bible discouraged using an abundance of words, where a few words will suffice. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongue. It's not important and it's not necessary, people, to talk about everything all the time, especially if you don't have the facts. Just going on what somebody else said. And you hear that a lot. Oh, they said this and they said that. And you are taking all these things in. And then you go repeat it. A lot of times we do that. We hear stuff repeated and don't really know what we're talking about. Amen. Those who feel compelled to give words to every thought in their heads. You know, some people feel like, I need to tell you this. I just need to express myself. You've heard the thing, I'm going to give somebody a piece of my mind. A lot of times, your peace of mind is not worth listening to. Amen. Amen. Usually ends up in trouble by an abundance of words. Proverbs 10 and 8 said, describes the overly talkative person as a babbling fool. These words are in the Bible, y'all. I'm not making them up. Who will come to ruin? Such a person is contrasted with one who is wise of heart and who will receive commandments. Proverbs 10 and 19 also warns us that talking too much naturally leads to sin. Amen. When words are many, transgressions is not likened, but whoever restrains his lips is a prudent or wise person. The wise person refuses to talk too much. Rather, he fears the Lord, listens to the Lord, and obeys. He follows the example of Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus and listened and got instructions. So that is one of the things we need to do, is listen and not so much talking. Even when we go to pray, we don't need to be talking, just babbling stuff. You know, God can't hear you because you are talking stuff that makes nothing sense. Amen. So be careful, even in your praying, how you pray, what you are praying about. Be specific. Know what you are talking about, especially when you're talking to the Heavenly Father. Amen. We have little time. When our mouths are full of words, we have little time or interest in God's word. Talking too much usually means listening too little. Practice being quiet. There's nothing wrong with being silent. Amen. Modern day culture offers numerous avenues through which we can express ourselves verbally. And everybody got something to say about everything. And like I say, they don't usually know all the facts. So a prime example of that is going on right now with COVID-19. We hear all kind of negative messages about it. We hear about our rights being overruled. We hear about we don't really trust the science. All these things give avenue to the enemy when you talk about stuff that you don't know anything about. And it's all kinds of methods of getting words out there then. We can express ourselves verbally, social media, blogs, cell phones, and call-in radio. All enable us to keep a constant stream of chatter. Did y'all hear what I say? A constant stream of chatter. Everybody is talking and nobody is listening. But how much of our talking is truly edifying or important? Saying what needs to be said is important. But talking too much easily leads to saying what should not be said. Restraining our lips is an indication of wisdom and humility. Talkative people often do not take the time between their many words to choose their words carefully. Christians should be aware that talking too much is detrimental to our witnesses in the world. If you are talking too much, it's very easy to mix up your words when you're being a witness to somebody. And then it's reflective on all people, all Christians, if we are talking about too much stuff. Too many words. I'm not saying it's not necessarily, but sometimes we need to learn how to be quiet and just listen. Listen to the voice of God. Know when to speak. Know what to speak. Know how to speak it. Makes a difference when you're witnesses to somebody. Amen. Everybody talking ain't got nothing to say. Some of us are just sinners, making a loud noise and not saying anything. I know you've heard that saying. Talking loud and saying nothing. A lot of us are doing that. If there's no profitable results of your talking, sometimes you need to check yourself and see why you're saying what you're saying. Amen. James reminds us, if anyone among you think he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart. Even James is letting us know, even people that are religious have a lot of things that necessarily don't need to be said. Control and bridling our tongue is so important, people. not just for you as a Christian, but for other people that are listening to you. Amen. We can say things that can wound people, hurt people, cause people to walk away from God. We need to be mindful at all times what we are saying. My sisters and I always say, learn you can pray about everything, not necessarily talk about everything. Learn to pray about everything. Praying before you speak will keep you out of trouble. Amen. James says, later James says in the same scripture, that the tongue is deceiving. Later James said that controlling the tongue is one of the hardest things to do, humanly speaking. We can't control our tongue by ourselves, people, because it's an untamed thing. It's a wildfire in our mouth. In fact, no human being can tame the tongue. Fortunately, we have the Holy Spirit to help us with the task. And that's such a blessing to know that the Holy Spirit lives in you and it helps you to control your tongue. And God is so awesome. He sent the Holy Spirit to help us, people. We need the Holy Spirit to watch our words, because we can say a lot of ugly things, hurt people, wound people, and not only will it wound them, it'll keep them stuck on the ground for years. So learn how to be abiding and listening to the Holy Spirit, because it's not necessarily to tell everybody what's going on in your head, because what's going on in your head can't help everybody. Amen? Here is a prayer that I find is very helpful. Psalms 141 and 3 says, and through the Holy Spirit, it helps us set a guard over our mouth. Lord, keep watch over the doors of my lips. Amen. That's our personal responsibility there, people. Set a guard at our lips. A guard at our mouth. And watch over the doors of our lips. Amen. And that can be found in Psalms 141 and verse 3. So you see, there are controls over our conversations. Speaking life over ourselves, children and family and communities. You know, you can say ugly things about our community and cause things to happen. Do our conversation reflect God is in our lives? Are we saying daily what God has already said about us? Do we know what God said about us? And the only way we are going to know what God say about us is read what his words say about us. Amen. Do we believe what he says? Let the words God has already said about us come alive in our lives. God say we are fearfully and wonderfully made. He is always thinking about you. And he tells us we are the apple of his eye. So when God says you are fearfully made, what he means is when God made you, he made you full of respect, reverence, honor, and awe. It is because God is worthy of respect that we are respectfully made. It is because God is worthy of reverence that we are made in reverence. Scripture said, meditate on the word day and night in Joshua 1 and 8. Be careful to do what it says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. So the word you use daily in your daily conversations, you need to police up your mouth. Think about what you're going to say before you say it. You have ample time. Don't say stuff in anger. Don't say stuff in frustration, because these are words that you loose in the air. And a lot of times these very words will come back and knock on your front door. So be mindful of the conversations you have all the time. And if you're reading your word continually, if you are letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide you, you are more apt to say what God say about the situation, the person, or whatever than to go off on your own and say